Hello, and welcome to the Digital Workspace Works podcast. I'm Ryan Purvis, your host, supported by our producer Heather Bicknell. In this series, you'll hear stories and opinions from experts in the field, stories from the front lines, the problems they face and how they solve them, the areas they focused on from technology, people and processes, to the approaches they took that will help you to get to the grips with the digital workspace inner workings.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Very good.
Lots of things starting up at the beginning of the year. I feel lots of energy. Second half of January anyway.
Yeah. It's crazy how the month has flown by, which feels like it's flown by. It feels like only 2 weeks ago or a week ago, it was the beginning of the month and it's already the end of the month. So
I feel that. I know. Time flies anymore. Is that a weighted vest or?
It is the way to best. It's my solution to not getting to the gym as much as I was because I was got so much work to do. So I can't get to the gym. So the gym has come to me. So I've been wearing a weighted vest most of the week. That only arrived on Tuesday. So, but yeah, it's an extra 25 kilos. And then I've got ankle weights on as well. Just walk around all day long with my weighted vest and my ankle weights. And I'm on my balance board. So yeah, that's my gym at home while I'm standing around.
Do you notice that while you're working? Is it comfortable or?
So the actual putting it on, you've got to make sure it's like lined up nicely and your shirt is like wrinkle free. Like now it's not, so I'm just pulling it down. As long as that's okay and you've got nothing sort of creating friction or a bubble or a bump, it's actually fine. You forget about it. Now, typically it's been cold, so I've been wearing a jersey on top or a top. So I look really bulky. So besides the strange looks that I get, especially like now on calls and stuff, and I see this black strap stuff. It's fun. Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
It almost looks like a Patagonia vest or like, yeah. You know, like a sporty, like
finance bro vest. It's funny who you talk to because depending on their background, they will ask the question in a different way. So some people like South Africans will say, are you wearing a bulletproof vest? Because it's been like 5 for 5 so far. Whereas if you don't, you know, have that kind of background, then you kind of ask different questions. Like, is it this? And some people have said, is it a ready to age vest? And my wife thinks I'm mad. I'm sure a lot of people think I'm mad. But my logic to it is that when you do pretty long fitness routines and you stay fit and whatever it is, your body gets lighter and lighter. So you need to compensate to burn the same amount of energy. You need to actually add the weight back on somehow. The weighted vest is a way to do that. But then the other thing, like when I'm sitting there, now I've got the balance board and I'm balancing on 1 foot, for example, and I'm doing like hamstring curls, which I would normally do. You don't feel anything, but now it's just an extra 2.5 kilos, which is what's on the ankles. It's like, wow. And then I've got the wrist ones here as well. So I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to put the wrist ones because putting them on the wrist doesn't really work. But I was thinking of like putting them just above my elbow. And then as I lean over to do something, I'm getting a little bit of a shoulder workout too. And then
I think it's ingenuity.
I love it. And you know, it's so stupid. Like I was explaining to someone yesterday. I drove to Fred's house to work and like just getting in and out of the car is a whole different dimension though. We've added 25 kilos. So like your center of gravity is different. And then, yeah, if I do sit down and then I get up, every time we sit and get up, it's a squat. So, you know, I just think it's such a cool thing. And then like, cause I'm standing all the time, like even when you're standing normally, you'd lift your knee up sometimes just to give your hips a little thing. But now I'm doing hip flexor workouts. So like while I'm sitting talking to you, I can just hip flexor workouts. So it just brings this micro workout. And it's like my back is a little bit tighter today, like obviously adjusting to the weight, but I've had to improve my posture. So I'm like, I just can't see a downside to doing it. So I'm actually investigating my own weighted design. And make it, because this is very bulky, obviously. And I think there's a way to make it less bulky.
Patent your own weighted vest.
Yeah. Well,
it is one of the benefits of remote working, I feel, that trying to incorporate exercise while you're working is much easier because you're not as visible. So you don't have to, you know, if you wanted to take the vest off during meetings or something because people made weird comments, you could do that. Or if you want to, you know, walk on a treadmill or have some sort of bicycle thing going, you know, you're not distracting anyone else. And also your company doesn't necessarily provision it to you. So
yeah,
it's a benefit.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we've got a double story house. So you know, if I had a gap, which I don't always do, but if I had a gap, I ran up the stairs quickly to take the washing up. Now, normally I'd run up the stairs without a weighted vest. Now I'm running up the stairs with a weighted vest and 2.5 kilos per leg. You know, so you just get a little bit of extra bang for your buck with doing nothing different. So I just think, yeah, it's like, for if you had to ask me, like, what would you spend $100 on to be at home to do workouts? This is what I spend it on. Because even just playing with this little, I think it was 2.5 kilos, I remember. That's only thing, there's no like measurement on this. So I'd check what the order was. And I'd say this is about 2.5. Like just playing with it while we're talking, I get swinging this around in my hand and it's just burning energy the whole time. So yeah, I think it's a win.
That's super fun. I like it.
It's yeah.
Resistance and training at the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, that's it. And I think that's the thing that people, and that when you're sedentary, because I'm sitting behind a desk all day. And I mean, I've got a very fancy chair. It's one of those push balls on wheels. So when I sit on that, it's also not a typical chair. Even with that, I was getting a bit of back pain. So I've decided, because I've been most on my standing desk broke, I was ready to either sit down or stand up. So I did the sitting for a while. And I was like, you know, I've just become lazy. Well, I have it that way. So I forced myself to stand. And it's funny how I was feeling so unproductive sitting. Like I just felt like, why is it being so hard? Like I'm usually so much, like I can just do so much today. Now all of a sudden it's feeling hard. And I realized because I've been sitting. Sitting actually slowed me down, which is a stupid thing to say, but it is exactly that. So yeah, it's all reset up. Everything's standing. And I'm back on the balance board, which is awesome. We've got the weights on now. So yeah, we'll see how this is in a couple of weeks. And I've changed my diet too. I'm basically going to carnivore.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, mostly carnivore. I'm giving myself sort of the 80-20 rule. So it's 80% red meat, 20% other stuff.
I don't think I've ever told you this before, Ryan, but I'm vegan. So we're like complete opposites right now.
Well, you haven't
balanced each other out.
You haven't played the typical vegan card. You know the typical vegan card. How do you know someone's vegan?
You know, I've never mentioned it, and I've been vegan for 12 years. So the whole time you've known me.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Look, I mean, you would have known clearly being South African that I would be a meat eater.
Yeah. No, we talked about it before. I just, you know,
good.
Good to experiment with things and your health.
Yeah, and then my other cool toy. Sorry, I'm just so excited to share this.
Oh yeah, show me.
Guess what these are?
Oh, are they smart glasses?
And the Facebook ones. These are the Meta ones. And this is completely an impulse purchase. I saw a YouTube video on Monday. I ordered them because it is exactly what I expected with what the guy said. So one, you can record a minute of video just by double tapping. You can take photos. And the reason why I bought it on the impulse was that because, you know, often I'm with my kids and they do something really cool and you don't want to take your phone out or you don't have enough time to take your phone out. But now I can just double tap, provided I'm wearing the glasses, of course, and it just records. And the quality is really good. But the other thing is, it's the microphones in the bottom of the lenses and speakers just above the ears. So you don't have to wear AirPods. So it's pretty good. As long as the wind isn't blowing too hard, you can do phone calls while you're walking. It's amazing. It really is. I mean, I was kind of hoping that the lenses would have text writing on them. But it's still voice, you know, voice reads text, which I don't like, so turn all that stuff off. But then you've also got smart functionality that says if you tap twice, I think it is, and Spotify will start with your preferred playlist. So you can literally just walking down the street, double tap, it listen to your music, but you're not wearing headphones. So you're still aware of what's going on around you. And if someone phones you, just answer the phone. That's amazing. I don't even take my phone out of my pocket anymore.
Can you tell someone's calling you on the glasses or do you still feel your phone?
Yeah, there's nothing on the visual. The,
like vibration or something. Yeah.
No. I mean, the phone, because I mean, if someone finds you, my watch will vibrate anyway. And you'll get it and give you the sort of sound on your things, but you just tap and you answer. So that works pretty well. And double tap to hang up. So that's pretty straightforward in that respect. But the point is that I'm trying to avoid using my phone to answer phone calls. It's just another time you take your phone out, then you answer the phone call. And then because you have your phone out, you do something else, typically unnecessary. So it was just it was one of those sort of may added benefits of not using the phone as much. And specifically, at the moment, it's linked into Spotify, which is fine, but I'd love to, and I expect this to get better, I'd love to be able to do the same, launch the podcast that way. But, you know, I was walking this morning, I went to get something out of the shops, and I had my podcast going on. I could hear the podcast, but no one else seemed to be bothered, and I was listening to a podcast. So it's not like an invasive sound. Like, you know, some people walk around with their phones out. and you're like, they listen to their song. You're like, why do I have to hear your music? You know, it's unnecessary.
Sound travels. Yeah.
Yeah. But because I don't know how they've angled it or whatever it is, but it just comes out, you know, I could hear it, but it didn't seem to bug anybody else. And I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm really impressed because I broke in my other glasses and I was debating buying another pair of the same ones again. And then this came on and I was like, well, it's only another $100 on top. So I'm getting the glasses and I'm getting that little bit extra value. And I thought for $200, it's actually not bad. $100. Yeah, something like that. So that's my gadget of the week.
Wow, super fun. It makes you think of, I saw yesterday there's a yogurt company who's running a contest where you can sign up to not use your phone for, I don't know if it's a month or 3 months or whatever it is, but like some sort of challenge where they'll send you a flip phone and you somehow lock your smartphone away or send them your SIM or there's some like agreement to it. But I feel like maybe it's the time of year, but you know, lots of folks talking about how addicted they are to their devices or just number of pickups in a day, you know, all the time we spend without really intending to on our phones. So interesting that the glasses could give you another way to sort of disconnect. I feel like the watch is also a bridge in that way. At least I can check a text message or something like that without needing to look at my phone.
Yeah. And I think we discussed this before, but I got my first Apple watches and they were the ones that didn't have the 3G, 4G built into it. So, and I always said to people, well, you don't need to get the 4G built in because it's always going to be tethered to your phone. But as I've gone down this route and I'm now looking at the next version, next replacement watch, I'm definitely going to get the one with the 4G, 5G built into it because I don't want to, if I'm going to go for a walk, I don't always want to take my phone with me because it's one more thing to carry and one more distraction from going on the walk. And I mean, most of the apps that I would use, like I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook or whatever it is, they have the watch app anyway, and they have the storage. You have enough storage to take, you know, the 5 books you're reading or listening to at the same time or podcasts or whatever it is. So, and obviously the AirPods typically will connect to that device anyway. So if someone does phone, you're free. Because the big issue is that I'd carry a phone with me, even if I drive my kid to the nursery school or something, is in the case of something going wrong, if there's an emergency. So my view on it has changed to the point that actually the next watch has to be enabled. And I actually want to reduce having the phone. I'm actually making my phone simpler and simpler all the time. At this stage, you can't get rid of it. And sometimes you want to draw a picture and a phone's just, you can't draw it on your watch. It needs to draw it on notes or whatever it is.
Yeah. Still hard to go cold turkey or completely get rid of it for a whole host of reasons.
Oh, it's a product. I mean, you know, we live in a world that being connected is a necessity. And especially like, as you say, working from home, you know, you shoot to the shops to get something and it is something that you need to do, like make it, add a reminder or set up a meeting or something like that. Yes, you can do the reminder on your watch, but setting up a meeting, inviting people, or having the team.
Checking an email, responding to an email.
Or approving a document, you know, whatever it is. It's still necessary to have it.
Where was the tech in the glasses? They looked pretty sleek. Is there like a little...
Well, yeah, this is the thing. So it is actually really, really good. So on this side is the button and the, we call it volume or touchpad. And then over here is one of the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And then on this side, I think, is the other camera. And then there's an on-off switch on the inside there. And then it just fits inside this case, which has got a charging thing and the USB-C.
Oh, cool.
And the mistake I made this morning is I took them with me, but it was actually quite a murky day. Now it's the sun's out, so it's actually big. So I bought the lenses that I thought were light adjustable, but they're not. So it's quite dark to wear them on a dark day, but we're going to Dubai next week, so they'll definitely be used there. The thing that I like about them, so the mistake I made was that when I took them out of my head and put them in my pocket, is I should have actually had the case because they charge, because I think they're about 6 hours out of the battery. And also I don't want to scratch the lenses, which is not always a good thing. But the thing is quite nice. When you set the app up, you can configure it that when it's on your Wi-Fi, it'll automatically import your pictures, your video, etc., into your albums and do its updates and all that kind of stuff. So I quite like that because if I go to a hotel or something like that, I don't necessarily want it to be using the Wi-Fi at the hotel. I want it to synchronize with the phone in a safer location. Not that I'm doing anything that's sensitive or whatever, but I just don't want this. I don't trust Facebook enough to be connecting where I am because I don't have the Facebook app on my phone. on any of my devices, except for WhatsApp. That's the only one that I unfortunately have no choice on. But I must admit, if it wasn't Ray-Ban endorsed, I probably wouldn't have bought it. That's kind of it was quite an interesting decision, because if it had been just the Facebook glasses, I would have done it. But because I had such a good experience with Ray-Bans my whole sort of adult life, I was like, well, it should be okay. And then everything through the app is about privacy, like the whole time. Like, you can't just take photos, you can't just take video without, you know, like, it reminds you all the time. And then you answer a few questions about what you can share with Facebook and obviously YouTube and all that stuff. All. So in that respect, I was like, yeah, this is quite a good product, generally speaking. Hmm. And it looks like a pair of sunglasses.
They look almost like normal Ray-Bans. That's why I was surprised, except for the cameras are kind of the tell.
Yeah. And then the cameras, if it's running, so it's come on now. So I'm just taking a photo of you. If I double tap, it's a long press. So now there should be a white. You see the white?
Yep. I see the dot. Is it like a flash or just to let other people know you're taking a photo, or?
That I'm taking a recording. Because you think about it, someone goes into a change room, washing at like wherever.
Yeah.
A swimming pool area. You'd want to know someone's recording. I mean, you can't, they're going to have to double click all the time to take photos. So that would look a bit obvious after a while. But I mean, people walk around in swimming pools, their phones taking pictures. So, I don't think you're going to save much there. But I must admit, from a, general lifestyle product, it's ticking a lot of boxes right now.
You got gadgets are always fun.
Yeah, I haven't bought a gadget in a long time. Besides, like, for work, this is definitely a gadget for fun. And like my son this morning, I walked him to school and he was jumping over puddles and stuff. So I was recording him jumping over puddles, but not with my phone. So now I can actually, like, all I did was, in fact, I don't think she actually recorded him. I think I was just taking photos because I didn't realize it pressed and hold, which I just realized now. So tomorrow I'll do the same. Better. But the point is, for like, him running around, jumping around, he's not worried about me taking photos of him to post. He just sees me watching him, and I'm not actually worried about holding the phone in the right place. I'm just looking at it. Mm-hmm. I think that simplicity just makes it so much better to bridge that gap, which is what I wanted to bridge, was how do I record my son, my daughter doing stuff that's fun quickly.
Yeah.
Outside.
Good use case for it. So now you have the ring, you have a watch, you have the glasses, you've got all the accessories. What else is there? What's next?
I think the watch, as I said, I'm trying not to buy more stuff. I don't think I need anything more per se. Like the watch for me is a really important part of my functionality, and like for gym and all that kind of stuff. So I'll just keep going on the Apple train every year or two, whatever. When these watches start to die, just buy the next one. And I won't buy the latest one. I'll just buy the one before, take a hand, whatever. I don't really. At this stage, it doesn't have to be the first one, the brand new one. It just has to be one that works. And I buy a lot of them secondhand now. I don't even buy the brand new one because often someone gets you get those people that want the first one and then they use it for 6 months and they don't like it. Or the next one comes out. So they buy the next one and they get rid of the old one. So and you get it for like 2/3 of half the price. And it's a pretty good nick. I mean, this one that I'm wearing now, I think I paid £100 for it, which would have been 500 new, and had one little scratch on the corner of the screen, which I hardly even notice. Mm-hmm. I don't even really care. But the ring works great. I can see myself just getting another ring every 2-3 years. Whenever I get sick, it always tells me I'm sick. Like it's always, the data is always pointing in the same. It confirms what I already know. So I'm just looking forward to better tools that use that data on a daily basis. And then the phones, the only thing I want to do with the phones is just get the USB-C.
Upgrade one that's available.
Yeah. Because the Thunderbolt
yeah.
thing is just a pain to have so many cables, and everything else is USB-C. So that's the next thing I'll do later this year, is just go to USB-C. Because my phone's fine, but it does this weird thing where it resets like every 2 hours, it just reboots. And I could probably reset it and probably fix it, but then that's like an hour of mucking about. The other thing which I've done, which you may have noticed now, is I'm not using my laptop for calls anymore as a primary device. I'm using my iPad mini.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm doing that is it's got a camera that follows you.
I did, I wasn't sure if you were moving or it was moving. Yep. Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah, so it's actually in front of me. So my laptop's on a stand. I've got my two screens next to it. And then I've just put the mini one in front of the thing. In fact, I could probably do it this way too. Yeah, it's going to be the wrong angle. but it's on its stand, on its pad triangle thing stand. And it just follows me around. Oh, how's that? So the photo I took with my...
Oh, it's on your watch.
Sunglasses. Can you see it?
Yeah.
So that's a photo I took with the glasses. I'll send it to you anyway. But it's kind of nice. On my watch to remind me that it's just important that this photo was taken and I can import it. So I will, and then I'll share it to you. Could you see what happens the minute you put it, the glasses back in the case on the Wi-Fi that it knows about? It tries to import.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, useful.
Yeah. I didn't know the iPad mini had any of the Apple products had the camera tracking tech. So that's cool.
It was completely a surprise because I bought this mini because my other mini was just getting old and thing. And I actually had an iPad, a MacBook Air, the first M1 that because of work, I had a MacBook Pro 2. So I didn't need that one. So I went and traded that in for the mini. And I undenied at the time, do I get the 64 gig? Do I get the bigger one? Whatever it was. I was like, I'm only going to use it for books, really. And the odd YouTube series or thing that I'm watching. And I'm regretting buying the 64 gig now, only because of storage. But that the camera was a surprise. I was like, wow, I didn't even expect that. I'm actually debating at the moment getting a cradle so that I can put this a little bit higher on an arm and move it around. Because it's putting stress, I don't want to say stress on my neck, but I'm always looking down.
Yeah.
And I'd rather, you know, see in the photo when I send it to you, I'd rather put the iPad above my laptop screen. So I'm looking up and straight, but because it'll follow me, it just get a little bit better of an experience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because sometimes I lean over here or, yeah.
Cool, great setup. It's really coming together.
yeah, good. Oh, thanks with you. Sorry, we talked about me for the last 25 minutes.
Well, I'm meaning to tell you, since you just mentioned TV series or YouTube series, I've officially finished The Next Generation. So I've watched Deep Space Nine now, Next Generation, and moved on to Voyager. So slowly making my way through my first time Star Trek watch, and I'm enjoying it.
I mean, just know which one you think is your favorite. And let's say, which is your favorite so far out of the two?
Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, it was good. It really was good. Voyager for me is my favorite. But I mean, they're all good in their own ways.
Yeah.
But Voyager's still my favorite. I think Janeway is still the best. She's probably the best captain for me. Card's pretty close. But I'll be just know where she finished. In fact, I'm going to start watching Voyager as well now because I've
been got inspired. Yeah. No, it's a good watch. There you
am. Awesome. Well, let's catch up next week. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, sounds great. You too. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Heather Bicknell is our producer and editor. Thank you, Heather, for your hard work on this episode. Please subscribe to the series and rate us on iTunes or the Google Play Store. Follow us on Twitter at the DWW Podcast. The show notes and transcripts will be available on the website, www.digitalworkspace.works. Please also visit our website, www.digitalworkspace.works, and subscribe to our newsletter. And lastly, if you found this episode useful, please share with your friends or colleagues.